It's Valentine's Day, and here's Barry Stewart Mann with a story about love and play and the imagination.
Once upon a time, there was a great tent on the wide, soft land, and in it there could be found a wise and benevolent man. From time to time, a young boy came to see him from the world outside. He said, "Hello, tent master." The wise man answered, "Come in, tent boy. It's so good to see you." At first, tent boy wouldn't say much, just nod and smile and wait for his host to speak. Sometimes it was very dark inside, and tent boy could barely see tent master's gentle face in the blanket of shadow. But often the light filtered freely through the weave, and the tent seemed airy and dreamlike to them both. After a while, tent boy spoke more. "I, tent boy," he would say, "I come here, see you, tent master." "You are always welcome, tent boy. What can you tell me of the outside world?" Tent boy would talk of this and that, of his home, his friends, his mother, of the simple concerns of his day. Tent master would smile and nod, "That's very good, tent boy," and all was peace. One day, impatient and full of energy, tent boy asked tent master to come out into the world. But tent master declined, and urged tent boy to sit down and share the warm air of the tent. As time passed, tent boy visited less and less, and when he did, he was quick to leave again. Tent master would call to him outside, "Tent boy, come in, I want to speak with you." "No, I can't, I stay outside." And then, "Tent master, you come out, time to come out." "But I am tent master, my place is right here, won't you come back in?" Tent boy grew insistent, "Never, never, never." "Please, tent boy." "No, no, no, you come out." So tent master lowered his arm and crawled out. "You come out, daddy. I no play tent any more." "All right, son. But if you change your mind, you let me know." And the tent billowed down onto the wide, soft land of the bed and became sheets and blankets again. And tent master became daddy again. And tent boy turned to other things, to storybooks and soccer balls and computer screens. But they both long remembered that mystical tent where night after night they had their special meetings.